by the end of training camp. How does it feel getting through your first game of training camp? How does that feel for you, bud?
Man, it's a blessing. You know, I want to thank God for that, because without him, you know, I wouldn't be here. So
amen.
It's been a blessing. It's been fun, exciting. You know, just to get back playing outdoor football. I'm looking forward to the season, man. You know, just starting to, you know, switch my mind to the first game and getting prepared for that.
Of course, you come in and you have a couple of big games. And there's a big talk between how, I'm seeing media, coaching staff saying how you and Kevin have played. What does it mean to be a part of a tandem now that's produced in both games? Both you and Kevin had great camps so far this year.
In the backfield.
Yeah, man. It's been really fun working with KB. You know what I'm saying? I learned a lot from his game and how he practices and how he prepares. He's a great leader in the position. And, you know, I just want to get better and be the best I can be so I can help the offense out just like KB. And, you know, I feel like we both are complete backs that can really, you know, be explosive and make explosive plays and help the offense and help move the ball. And I'm excited to play with them. Excited to play with everybody on the offense. It's going to be an explosive offense this year. And yeah, man, you know, however we can attack them, whether it's KB, me, you know, anybody, any of the receivers, then, you know, we're going to do it. We're going to make it happen.
I know in certain teams, certain situations, there might be more competition. Of course, football is very competitive. How big is it, you know, to have both you guys working together again? There's no animosity. Other teams have been, you know, I'm trying to come for his job. It's much more, you know, yo, we're a tandem. I'm going to help you. You're going to help me and compete for the common goal in that backfield.
Right. I feel like it's a mindset.
Mm-hmm.
It's a mindset. It's an attitude thing. You know, a lot of guys, you know, come in and look at straight competition, but,
mm-hmm.
you know, that, you know, it ain't nothing. I mean, some people, it might work for them, but, you know, speaking personally for me, I've never been the type to, you know, be greedy or show envy towards nobody. You know, whenever they call my name, I'm gonna be ready for that. And you know, I love to learn from my teammates. I don't look at them as, you know what I'm saying, I want to start over you or this and that. I just come in and work and get better. And whenever my opportunity is, you know, presents itself, I'm gonna be ready for it. And you know, I'm just here to be a piece of the puzzle. So.
Of course. As a new guy to the CFL, what are your impressions of CFL overall? Could be the game, could be the city. Like, what are your impressions so far of CFL as a new guy to the league?
Man, I love it, man. You know what I'm saying? It's a long ways from the IFL to the CFL. You know what I'm saying? It's a big difference. You know, it's just the next step. And it's been amazing, man. You know, Edmonton, I ain't never heard of Edmonton. When I was in Atlanta, I ain't never heard of no Edmonton. I didn't even know Canada was that big. They said Edmonton. I was like, okay, that must be close to Toronto. You know what I'm saying? I'm thinking Canada, like all the places right there. But 34 hours, I was like, damn, like that's crazy. Like, but you know what I'm saying? Edmonton, Alberta, I love it here. It's peaceful. I love the people here, man. People are nice. You know what I'm saying? Very like welcoming. You know what I'm saying? It's nice out here. I love it here. I think I'm real gonna stay out here though. You know, I really wanna leave a legacy here, and my loyalty runs deep. So, you know what I'm saying? This is the first team that gave me an opportunity. Coach Jones, you know, gave me the opportunity. Coach Lennon gave me the opportunity. So like that mean a lot for me personally. So, you know, I'm not one of them guys that even in college when I went to Minnesota, I could have transferred after my freshman year. I ain't want to, cause my loyalty runs too deep. So, you know, I'm an elk. I'm gonna be an elk. So, that's just what it is. And you know, I'm enjoying Alberta. I love it out here.
Nice. So I gotta ask you now. Being Edmonton, there is a food called a donair. Have you heard of it yet?
I told you what a donair is. I was on DoorDash and Uber Eats. So I seen a donair. They got like pizza and stuff and wings and stuff like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I had ordered some wings. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie to you though. They wouldn't like the wings in the city back home, but you know what I'm saying. They was alright though. The pizza was good. I still got a lot of restaurants to try. I heard Fox Burger good. I heard what's that other burger spot? My roommate be getting.
There's a few spots around the city that are really good.
I'm gonna definitely have to, you know, go around and try the food out here for sure.
Nice. All right, thanks, Chad. Appreciate
you. Yes, sir.